President Obama would say to you, these are children being grossly and painfully killed.
Yeah,
how can you watch these videos with the foam coming out of the nostrils? And we've got to do something.
Well, the attack is a heinous act. Now, does the fact that they were killed with chemicals make it more heinous than if they were killed with conventional munitions? I'm not persuaded. I mean, I think the issue, one of the issues here, to the extent that moral considerations drive U.S. policy, and I would say, as a practical matter, they don't, but let's pretend that they do. To the extent that moral considerations drive U.S. policy, there's a couple of questions to ask. One would be, why here and not someplace else? I mean, just weeks earlier, the Egyptian army killed many hundreds of innocent Egyptians. And we sort of shook our finger at Egypt a little bit, but didn't do anything. So why act in Syria? Why not act in Egypt? I think that needs to be sort of clarified. And the other question would be, well, if our concerns are humanitarian, why is waging war the best means to advance a humanitarian agenda? If indeed U.S. policy is informed by concern for the people of Syria, let's just pretend that's the case, even though I don't think it is. If it's informed by concern for the people of Syria, why is peppering Damascus with cruise missiles the best way to demonstrate that concern? I mean, a little bit of creative statesmanship, it seems to me, might say that there are other things we could do that would actually benefit the people of Syria, who are suffering greatly, who are fleeing their country into hundreds of thousands, who are living in wretched refugee camps. Why don't we do something about that? Why wouldn't that be a better thing to do from a moral perspective than bombing Damascus?